It's the record on KUOW, Seattle. Seattle, where it has been for nearly 3 weeks now.
Monsieur Hamilton.
Monsieur Lafayette.
In command where you belong.
Are you saying no sweat? We're finally on the field. We've had quite a run.
Immigrants.
We get the job done.
So what happens if we win?
I go back to France. I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go, lead your men.
I'll see you on the other side.
Here we meet again.
The Broadway musical Hamilton is at Seattle's Paramount Theater for about 3 weeks more. Tickets are selling for $175 to more than $600 a piece, and it's not even the original Broadway cast. What's the big deal about Hamilton in Seattle? Well, here are two people who've seen it. KUOW's arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman. Hi, Marcy.
Hey, Bill.
And Philip Chavita is the executive director of Intamon Theater in Seattle. Welcome, Philip.
Thank you so much for having me. I love Hamilton. I've had it all day.
We're dancing.
I did know the Immigrants, We Get the Job Done. I knew that, even though I'm the one of the three who has not seen the musical. Marcy, you were a Hamilton skeptic going in, right?
I was,
a little bit.
I heard it was great. I liked the music. I'd seen the PBS documentary, and my son is mad for the soundtrack. But I thought, you know, could anything be this godly and wonderful?
Yes.
Could it really be? And it was great. So I got in my seat and I kind of waited, and it took, you know, probably all of 15 minutes before I was just on the ride.
So help me understand that, because I've had the same, I could find the $500 or whatever it is for a ticket, I suppose, but I've been of that school of, is it really transcendent, or am I going to go and after all the hype, I'm going to think, it was a really good musical. So what is it that lifted off for you beyond just, that was
boy,
really good?
Boy, oh boy, there are so many levels to this show of what makes it great. First of all, it's a cast that you haven't seen on a Broadway stage. It's people of all colors and shapes and sizes playing all different roles. For example, Lafayette in Seattle, at least, was a very tall African-American actor who you don't think of Monsieur Lafayette as. And so that was awesome. It's constant motion and movement from the music to the actual dancing. And you know I'm a dance fan, so I love that, to American history. And at some point you sit back and you say, what? I'm watching a story about this guy who started the Treasury and national debt, and it just doesn't matter. You're just on a ride that is like no other.
I kind of, believe it or not, I had sort of forgotten about the dancing, because I've got my niece and nephew are so into it. I just hear the songs,
right.
I hear the music of it, so I can't visualize it. Philip, you saw Hamilton on Broadway. Original cast, right?
I did.
And what was your experience of it?
I lived in Manhattan at that point, and this is 2015, and I had known about it at the Public Theater, where it had some of its early life, and then it moved to Broadway, and I knew that I needed to get a ticket as soon as I could. So as soon as the tickets went on sale for Broadway, I purchased one, and it was only $125 to sit fifth row orchestra at the Richard Rogers Theater when I purchased a ticket. So that sometimes makes people a little jealous. Now that I hear about how much it's gone. I had to see the show. I am a person of color, and how much color is there going to be on stage? I was told from my producer friends, this has got a lot of hype. And what I liked is that it has traditional musical values. You hear the chords in the music and you understand where the music is taking you. It's a story you know or you want to know about our founding fathers. And then it moves you with this rap music, with these delicious lyrics that Lin-Manuel gives you. So it had all the ingredients of what I want to see on stage. And so I rushed to it. And whether it was going to be good or bad, I had to see it. And then it blew my expectations away.
So, Philip, when you say, I'm a person of color, I can guess at what that might mean to you to see Hamilton, but I'd like you to tell me why. Help me understand why that was so important.
Sure. I'm Mexican-American, second generation, and I'm the first in my family to move the arts forward as a career. And so I've seen how entertainment has been in the decades I've been on this earth, and particularly with theater. And we see a lot of white folks producing shows and hiring white authors who write about white stories. And so I grew up with Oklahoma as a great musical to listen to. But then I was, and this was in high school, and I was cast as the peddler because that was the one person of color role in the position in the show. So fast forward to Hamilton, where it's a non-white space, where whiteness has been lifted, and you have folks of color represented in so many different ways. And the various differences of colors on stage, it excited me. And it's something that's not put forward often enough. And so when I get to the opportunity to see that, I'm going to put money towards it because I know that money speaks and money's going to keep that going. And I'm hoping that I keep putting money into this and other producers are going to pick that up.
It's also exciting. I was sitting next to a young mixed race girl, and she was maybe 12 or 13. She was there with her dad, and she clearly knew the whole music. She was clutching her T-shirt that she'd bought at the gift stand that's in the lobby and leaning forward. And boy, if she could have elevated herself onto that stage, she would have, because it was clear she saw herself on the stage, and there was so much excitement and joy. You hear that phrase, lean in. This was truly somebody leaning in physically. And half the time I was watching her because it was so thrilling.
And when you see yourself on stage and you see that representation, you are uplifted as a human being because somebody else has checkmarked that you're worthy of having your story on stage. So I think that's the bigger draw for myself to go there, because I just received that checkmark that I'm worthy. And I think that's so important for representation on stage in the entertainment industry, period.
This reminds me of Black Panther, the movie. You know, Hollywood executives have been skeptical that a movie with a primarily black cast would sell internationally, where Hollywood makes so much of its money. Has that skepticism been the same in the theater?
Well, I think there's skepticism that is art going to sell, period. And it's totally subjective. Marcy and I might be sitting and watching the same show, and we will have completely different thoughts. So at the end of the day, a producer never knows if they're going to sell their show, and they never know if it's going to go well. I can't imagine that Lin-Manuel, when he wrote it, he may have thought it was going to be great, but he never knew that it was going to grow to this success. So that's always the beginning case. Is this going to make money? I think that when a story resonates with you, you have... you think it's going to sell a little bit better. So I've seen in cases when you have some white producers producing a show and the show may not resonate directly with them, they'll have reservations of whether or not that's going to sell, because in their mind, they understand what sells to the public. Mm. So I think that it's more of a case of, let's get leaders of color up there producing more work so that this is not a question of whether or not this is going to sell. It's a question of whether or not this is good art.
And the thing about Hamilton, though, has transcended that this is a show with a creator of color and a cast of color, because it does what the best art does, which is resonate. It shows us our humanity, our shared humanity. And so it has resonated, clearly resonated with, I don't know what the audience figures are overall, but lots and lots and lots of tickets. And so it does something else. It doesn't just show that this kind of story is going to sell. It also shows that live performance is, and the shared experience of watching something together in the dark, experiencing it together, also sells. That live theater is alive and vibrant and brings us something.
So you don't think it matters much that the cast is portraying historical figures who were white? They don't think the commercial success needs that crossover appeal?
I didn't actually think about it, because let me say that the only thing I really thought about Alexander Hamilton, I was once given a book about his daughter when I was a kid, and he's on, I think, a $10 bill, maybe, right? $10 bill?
I believe that's right.
That's all I knew until this musical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I knew. I didn't know he was an immigrant and the son of a perhaps unmarried woman, and that he was a genius and that he did all these things. So it might make me want to learn more about American history, but I think that's besides the point. It was a story about people and their hopes and their fears and how they looked. It showed me people that were as people and not as colors.
This is Marcy Silman, KUOW's arts and culture reporter, and Philip Chavira is the executive director of Intimon Theater in Seattle. And Philip, you mentioned you paid, what, $150 or something?
$125.
$125 in New York City to see the original Broadway cast in the orchestra section. Now those seats obviously sell for hundreds or $1,000 or whatever. So is that a bad thing?
So I was at a New York Times talk. Lin-Manuel was on stage, and Danai Gurira, who wrote a play that I produced on Broadway called Eclipse, she was also part of the panel. And somebody asked Lin, well, how do you feel about that your tickets are so expensive and it's becoming almost unattainable? And he smiled and he shrugged a little and he said, I'm happy. And I don't know many artists who attain this level of stardom and also an ever-giving paycheck. So I'm happy that he has that, and I'm also happy that he's embracing the fact that he did make something strong, and it has been commercialized, and he is making money. Mm-hmm. I think it's also important that art gives back. I know that Hamilton on Broadway provides a lot of tickets to inner city schools to attend the shows. They give back to the community. They also do a lottery system to get on. So I think it's important once a show reaches a certain level that the producers take care for the community, that the producers make sure that there is an affordable ticket somewhere, that people who need to see the show happen. I know that at Intimon, we make sure that we have affordable tickets for folks to come see our shows. For instance, our show here at Arts West that is opening this Wednesday and running through March 25th, we have tickets online in the tens of dollars, and then we have tickets to walk up because we want this to be attainable to most folks.
Marcy, have you seen a Hamilton effect of any kind in Seattle theater, whether it's the kind of art that people are interested in producing or a racial effect or there's a new audience to theater that's never seen theater before? Any Hamilton effect in Seattle?
A Hamilton effect. I think it predated Hamilton coming to Seattle, actually. I mean, Intimon that Philip runs is a case in point. It's a very much dedicated to social justice and equity. But I think that what we're seeing is an acknowledgement that theater is not just by white men. I mean, women really haven't had access to stages in terms of producing content, presenting the content.
I agree.
Writing
women
the
a minority in the arts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And so I think what we're seeing, at least, you know, superficially, is instead of having, you know, the Black playwright in February for Black History Month and a woman in March for Women's History Month and a Asian writer for whatever month is the API celebration month, Asian Pacific Islander month, that people are really looking at seasons and taking affirmative steps to have at least thinking about equity in what they present and who presents it and who we see on the stage and who we don't see behind the scenes, producing like Philip is, or building the sets or running the soundboard. I think it's on the forefront of people's minds in theater, in dance, and in music in Seattle.
So Philip, in case a Hamilton fan wants to see more theater in Seattle, what is one thing you recommend?
Well, definitely come to Intimon.
What show is, what's the current show?
Here by Taylor Mack, that's at Arts West.
H-I-R.
H-I-R, pronounced here. It's a play on him and her. Other good art to see in Seattle. Well, I think there's so much good art. You can head to SAM, Seattle Art Museum, and see Crazy Things. And talking about something that really blew up, I think, when Kusama came here and the Infinite Mirrors, I think that hit next level. That hit stardom, and it had a national presence before getting here.
Everyday Black at the Northwest African American Museum.
Really shout out to David Rue.
Yeah.
What's Everyday Black about?
Everyday Black is a collection of portraits of everyday Black Seattleites by Zorn B. Taylor and Jessica Reichel, who I actually profiled, so you can find her on our website today. There's beautiful paintings coming up in April at On the Boards, Black Boys, Danny Terrell's piece. It's kind of theater dance-ish, mm-hmm. And more. So there's just a lot of people making great art in the city.
I also really like Two Trains Running, August Wilson, that just played at the Rep.
Right.
Amazing performances. I think it's such a beautiful show. It had so much diversity on stage, and it was supported financially really well from the Rep, and I appreciated that.
Philip Chavira is the executive director of Intamon Theater in Seattle, and their current production at Arts West is Here by Taylor Mack.
Yes.
H-I-R. And Marcy Silman is KUOW's arts and culture reporter. They've seen Hamilton. I haven't, but now I'm thinking, boy, my 11-year-old. My 11-year-old would appreciate it, right?
You need to be in the room where it happens.
Now, see, I know that reference. But do we have to do some homework before we go?
So no.
Really?
No. I knew less than anybody about it. And I said to my son, who told me to listen to the soundtrack, you know what? When you showed up, Philip, the first time, you didn't know anything.
I knew a little. The soundtrack had been out on Spotify, so I was able to listen to it a little bit. But there was no way I could consume the whole thing, digest and understand all the characters and the storylines. No. So I went in pretty fresh.
Philip and Marcy, thanks for coming in fresh to KUOW's The Record today. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Always a pleasure.